Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life, episode number 90.
Woo! It's 90. Isn't it amazing we've done 90 episodes? I didn't even think we'd get past 10.
Do I leave that in or do I not? I don't know.
Oh my god, that's
really
cool.
You say that at every milestone, you know that, right?
I know, but it's just weird. It's what's the word? Humbling? Humbling.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the fridge.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The source of, I don't know.
Food.
The source of all the midnight cravings, right? Like.
No. Well, once in a blue moon. And I put my biscuits in the fridge, so yeah, you're right, yeah.
So literally everything.
Yeah. Is it weird that I put biscuits in my fridge?
I think it's a product of us living in a very, very warm climate.
Yeah, and they go stale if we don't.
They go stale very quickly, yeah. Especially in the summers, which is a decent part of our year. So I don't think it's that weird. I mean, I know a lot of people that do things like put bread in the fridge and stuff just to preserve it.
Bread, yeah. Even in England, people put bread in the fridge.
But I think it's just a case of, you know, the kind of dampness in the air and stuff that kind of makes a problem or creates a problem. But yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. But
it makes them crunchier. So when you dip them into the tea or coffee, it makes it better. And it means that it doesn't melt as quickly as it would if it was a normal temperature biscuit. So today, we're going to talk about the fridge. Because, as you know, I like going into the fridge. No, the kitchen is one of my favorite places to declutter and organize after the closet. And I tell this to people all the time. And when people call me to say, can you help with the kitchen and the fridge, I get very excited. So, yeah, so I thought it'd be very good to talk about that, have a specific episode just for that. Think of it as a January spring clean. Does that work?
Everything does not need a label, Shalita.
Okay, fine. Just think of it as a...
something you should do frequently.
Every quarter of the year. You should do it every quarter of the year, I think. It would be good. It's more if you want.
Yeah, I'd like to think, with the fridge, I would do it more often.
Though. Well, obviously, you know, on a weekly basis, yes, for some of the food.
Yeah, I just meant it in the sense that, like, I think generally by definition, the fact that something's in the fridge means that there's some expiration going on. So
yes.
So for me, it's more like something that should be done fairly regularly.
But we're talking about a huge, declutter and the big organizing. Like.
So for our listeners to know, this is going to be kind of a two-part episode. Today, we're going to talk particularly about the fridge part of your refrigerator, and then next week we're going to kind of delve into the freezer. So we'll kind of give you tips on for each of these units, because we know some people have separate units for both and some people have combined ones, or most people might have combined ones, but a lot of people I know, they have separate freezers sometimes and all that. So we'll kind of just distinguish the two things and talk about them separately.
Yeah, and you don't have to do them both at the same time on the same day. You can do one day for an hour or so, and the other one the other day in another hour, you know. So you could do a mini decluttering, but a bit longer than normal.
This reminds me of that, there's a Friends episode where the fridge breaks and Joey has to eat everything. It's very funny.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah, that's why when you were like, you know, don't do everything on the same day, I'm like, yeah, because everything will defrost and you'll have to eat everything.
But it's also good to do when you are moving, because you have to clean the fridge and everything, especially if the appliances are in the house. You want to clean everything. So this is a good time to do that when you're moving. Or even if you're moving it and moving the fridge with you to the new house, you want to have a nice clean fridge when you go. So this is a good thing to do then. But anyway, you know, as we said, it's a good idea to do this every quarter of the year. You know, so January is a good start. Then 3 months later, you know, do it every quarter. So, but of course, every week you'll look at your produce and see what needs to go and what's expired and what you haven't used, which usually for me is tomatoes. I like to buy tomatoes and then forget to eat them. So, yeah, I always have that. Tomatoes and lemons. You know how you buy a lemon, you're like, I'm going to use it, and then you never use it and it goes moldy?
No.
Okay, I have that one.
I mean, this is coming from someone who has bought a specific lemon storage container now.
Yeah, but I put everything in there, like garlic and stuff like that. I can't believe you brought that lemon storage thing up. Yeah, I bought that from Container Store and I am proud of it. You know, but you know what I bought it for? Because, you know, when you have tomato, like half a tomato or a lemon or garlic or something, and you never have a container, then it goes off. It goes all funny at the top, especially tomatoes when you just leave it in the fridge. It makes me happy.
Yeah, it sparks joy.
It makes happy.
It may not be useful, but it sparks joy.
It is useful. It's useful. And it makes me happy. So, before we go into full organization mode, first you have to clean the fridge. And there's always going to be drops and bits and there's always stains for some reason. I find pickled jars seem to, I don't know why, because it's not like I open it and drop pickle juice anywhere. But what I always say is first empty the fridge entirely. So take everything out of the fridge, check what things like moldy tomatoes, which you can't cut up and use, lemons, you know, jars of things that you've had in the fridge for a very long time and not used, check the expiry dates and throw them all away. If it's close to expiring, put them to one side, but everything else just put on the counter. And then what I do is get the things that you can take out, like, you know, the containers for the fruit and veg, take them out and clean that thoroughly with soap and water. And then if you can't take any sections out, get an antibacterial wipe and clean the inside. Scrub, 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 take away all the dirt, the stains, there's the hardened spills you get inside as well. And take that all out. And then what you need to do, so you've wiped everything, cleaned everything, and get rid of, you know what I get? My dustbuster. And I pick up all the, you know, there's like crumbs, you get all these veggie crumbs that go right into the corners. I get my dustbuster and I just clean that all up. Some people like putting deodorizers into their fridge. I'm not that keen. Like, I don't see the point. My fridge doesn't smell, I don't think. Or if it does, I like the smell. Some fridges do smell, there's some funky smell. I don't know why. It depends on the type of fridge, I think, as well.
A suggestion here, lemons. They do a fantastic job of sucking odor, actually.
And it's organic.
Yeah. So you can, for just a regular family-sized fridge, I think I put three lemons in. There's one in the freezer and two in the fridge. But by splitting, cut in half and just open them and left them in there overnight. And the morning it came in. Of course, it smelled a bit citrusy. Which is fine. But then, which itself was already kind of nice anyway, because I think we're just used to citrus and like fresh thing. But then when I took out the lemons, like they had actually also sucked off the odor.
Oh, that's good.
And so it works out great. Yeah. So actually, you know, if you don't get a container to shut your lemon in a thing, it actually works out well for your fridge. This is like a full circle episode today.
It is. See how he's still taking the piss out of my lemon holder. Another thing you can also use is baking soda, which is like sucking out. So what you do is put it in, say, to a bowl and just let it suck out all the things. So, of course, not going to have the citrusy smell, but it still works well. So you can do that. Next is then to start organizing it. So different foods get stored in different shelves. There were certain things I didn't know. I found out recently that eggs should not go in the door. So, you know, there's always an egg section on the door of your fridge. It's not actually supposed to go there because that's the hottest part of the fridge.
And that's true. I mean, I remember finding that out a few years ago when I was trying to ice something, which is some ice drink in the summer. And I had put it on the side because that's where you normally put your bottles. And it was just one of those annoying things where I had to keep having to ice it because I was like, this is terrible. And that's when I actually understood. So it's a couple of things. One is that it's obviously just pure distance issue, right? So from where the compressor is and where the vents are to coming to the side of the door. But nobody's fridge is empty, right? There's always stuff in the way.
Yeah.
So actually that's where all the air gets blocked. So what you see, or what you get is this essentially on the door is remnant cool air that's just part of the fridge. Plus you're opening and closing your door all the time.
Yeah, because they say the door is the hottest part, which I didn't think about at the time, but then, and they're like, you shouldn't put milk and eggs there, but there is nowhere else for me to put the milk because of the size of it, and you can't put it downward, you know, you can't put it flat because it could leak, so you have to put it in the slot by the door. But it seems to be fine. It's worked fine all these years. So there are different levels, right? So you got the upper level, upper shelves, the lower shelves, and then you've got like the vegetable stuff in the containers, right? So the upper shelf. So what the theory is that, you know, you don't want any cooked food or anything that could get contaminated by raw food. They can't be together. You know what I mean? So cooked food and raw food can't be together. So like raw meat has to be lower than the cooked food because the raw meat juices could go down into it if it was on an upper shelf, right? So you don't want the raw meat juices going down unless you're a vegan or a vegetarian, then you don't have to worry about this.
This is probably why I haven't had to think about this.
Yeah. So raw meat juices, you don't want them flowing down. So you want them in the lower shelf. Upper shelf should be like your leftover stuff, ready-to-eat foods, drinks, yogurt, cheese, deli stuff. So I have in my fridge a special container just for all the cheese and deli things and yogurt and stuff. So that all goes in that little container. And then on the upper shelf is the leftover food. So you have all that. And also what's a good thing to do is to have a little box, not a big one, just a little box, which is you can label eat me first. So that's all the stuff that's going to expire very soon that you have to eat quickly. So you put that all in there, you know, the cheeses, the deli stuff, anything left over from the day before, you can put it into that box. So you have that there and you know you have to eat that quickly. And then, as I said, for the lower shelves, you put all your raw ingredients, which are going to be slated for the cooked, for a cooked meal. And on the door, as we said, you don't put your eggs or milk, even though I do put the milk because that's the only place I can fit my milk. But if you can fit it in, if you've got a bigger fridge, you could put it in there. So only put your condiments into the door section, which is what I do. I also put drinks, but because it's fine.
At least you can ice them later, so it's not a big deal in case they're not like perfectly cold.
And I don't like them completely cold because of my throat. For the drawers, I put my veggies and fruit there. So that's all in there. But, you know, if you have two drawers, you can have one for fresh vegetables and fruit and another one for the meat. So just see how you can do it. And, I mean, of course, it depends if you eat meat or you don't eat meat as well. Some people talk about having organizers, like, you know, the boxes and the baskets. I've tried it. I had the baskets. And then what happened was it took too much room. So when you had to put awkward shaped things into the fridge, you couldn't put it because you've got these annoying baskets in your thing. So I've now got rid of all the baskets except for I have one little basket for my biscuits, which we've talked about, and chocolate, which I put all in the fridge. So that's all in there. So, but if you have got a very big fridge and you've got space, then you could get some of these little containers to put same items, you know, so the kids' food or fruit or...
Even as you mentioned, like you might have multiple pieces of chocolate that are like half open or half finished and then they can kind of stack them together.
So you can put that there. Yeah. So another thing people talk about is Lazy Susans. So there's different, you'll see them in, you know, like the Container Store and Amazon and all these things as suggestions to get these Lazy Susans so you can access loads of things at the same time. You know, in the fridge, you know,
it rotates.
So you can, and it's got slots. You know, you can get one which is just a whole big Lazy Susan. You just put everything in there, or ones with slots. If it's got slots, then it's good. Then you can organize multiple different things into the slots.
What would you put in a Lazy Susan?
So a Lazy Susan, you can put like condiments, like our pickles, sauces. For the kids, you can put their food. You know, like they have the food that's you buy the packet food that you can buy and drinks and stuff. You can put that in there, like the pouches, cheese, wheels of cheese. So little things you can put in there. Also, you know, I mean, it's different for us being in this country that, you know, I mean, right now we're in winter, so everything's colder, so we don't have to leave things in the fridge like we do in the summer. But certain foods are called gas releases. So avocados, bananas, nectarines, peaches, plums, and tomatoes that can spoil prematurely. So they can spoil, you know, and with us, our problem is avocados. You leave them out and you're waiting for it to ripen and then it suddenly ripens one day and then it's gone. But I've discovered one type of avocado where even if you leave it out and it looks like it's gone bad, but inside it's fine. Condiments, jams, jellies, put them in the fridge because you have to here. We can't just keep it in the cupboards because it gets hot in the cupboards here. cooked foods should be covered. So I usually use glass containers that I bought from IKEA, but you can buy them from supermarkets as well. And raw meat and fish should also be covered as well and sealed, so that it doesn't, the smell doesn't go into the fridge and doesn't leak onto other food. So another thing, finally, I've talked about baskets and stuff, and people, you know, you'll see it on Pinterest, which is always my favorite thing to go to. And, you know, you'll see these beautiful fridges with all these boxes and labels and everything's in all these containers. You know, seriously think, do you need all those containers? Do you need everything to be that organized? How much of a pain will it be for you to maintain it? It's fine to do it one time when you buy the boxes and put everything in, but how easy is it for you to maintain? If you're not like that normally, it could be difficult. And also if you have staff that look after the kitchen for you, how difficult is it for them to maintain it as well? So, you know, don't get these organizers just because it looks good in images on Google and Pinterest. And if it's useful, fine, but don't buy millions of them. First test out a few of them and then get them. I mean, like, there's things like you can get drawer dividers as well. Like, you don't need drawer. It just takes up too much space, and then you're limited to what you can put into your fridge. So yeah, always be think about that. So that's it for fridges.
So that's the end of part one of this sort of...
It is. Yes.
Series, I guess we're doing. So next week, as we mentioned already, we'll talk about the freezer and dealing with that, whether it's a part of a fridge unit or a separate one or whatever. But as always, if you'd like to talk more about the status of your fridge or the rest of your kitchen or then the rest of your house, you can contact Shalina.
Yes, get in touch. Yeah. And talk to me. I'll talk to
you. You can get in touch with Shalina by visiting declutterme.com. So that's declutterme.com, or on social media at declutterme. And you can also find all of our previous episodes on the website and links to subscribe from there. So we'll be back next week with part two. Until then,
bye.